Hey everybody, Jason Shadrick here with PremierGuitar.com, and we're standing here backstage with Michelangelo Badio, who is getting ready to do your new show, Hands Without Shadows, tonight.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the gear you brought out, starting with this guitar you have here.
Sure. We start off the show with this guitar. It's an MAB2 Aviator. It's one of my signature guitars. And with the show, it's a tribute to rock guitar, but it's not a tribute band. The artist's songs in my own version. And so they're my renditions of, we start on a timeline with Eric Clapton. This is the Clapton song. And the reason I wanted to use it, this insignia was from World War II. It's the U.S. Army Air Corps. And this guitar was made to look distressed. On the stage, I have my 60 style Paisley strap. Looks like a Brad Paisley style with the Paisleys on there. Then we move on to Hendrix. And with the Hendrix segment, I use a custom-built USA Dean guitar that's distressed to make it look old, like it's from the 60s. And they even reversed the headstock on it.
It's actually a left-handed guitar.
It's a real left-handed guitar. Yeah, I play Hendrix lefty like Hendrix played. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just my take on it. Then we move to Led Zeppelin. On the Led Zeppelin song, I used my MAB1 Armor Flame. Now, again, I could have used a Dean double neck, mm-hmm. like Jimmy Page uses double necks, but I'm not here to copy them. Mm-hmm. I'm here to pay tribute and homage to my heroes, but I can't play Jimmy Page better than Jimmy Page can play Jimmy Page,
right.
But I can do the best Michelangelo Badio rendition of Jimmy Page, and that is the whole concept of the show. So anyway, I use my signature guitar, and then probably the most talked about guitar in the show is I have an MAB3, which is all my signature guitars are the same shape, the pickup configuration, humbucker single, you know, HSH. And this is my Hands Without Shadows signature USA pickup from Dean Guitars. It's called a Baker Act, equivalent to like a Duncan JB. Mm-hmm. And this is a Tommy Bolin. And these are all hand wound, mm-hmm. in Florida at the Dean facility. And, you know, top of the line Floyd Rose, Grover tuning keys. Dean makes incredible graphics too. But on the Van Halen segment, I had one of my signature guitars painted in the style, mm-hmm. of the EVH Frankenstein guitar. So, you know, I remember I'm good friends with Mark Tremonti, mm-hmm. and he has a solo project, the Tremonti Project. And I've seen his band a couple of times, and Wolfgang Van Halen is his bass player.
Right.
So I met Wolf, and you know, we were talking, and he's got his hoodie on, and it's got, I told him, I said, you have the family crest, and it's a like a sticker of the Van Halen colors, you know what I mean, the stripes. You know, some people have a coat of arms, that's the rock and roll royalty court,
right.
coat of arms. So, and then we move on. I use another one of my signatures called the Speed of Light. It's a brand new 2013 model, and what I do is a lot of my guitars, my signatures have EMGs. We use 85, 81 SA. And while I love EMGs, I have to admit I'm more of a passive pickup, mm-hmm. guy. And so I usually, for my own guitars, I take out the EMGs. Not that I love them and I don't. EMG, I love you. And my new signature 7-string has the EMG 707s, mm-hmm. which I love those pickups.
Yeah.
I'd like to have them make a 606 in same pickup. But especially for doing classic music, EMGs are really full on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I usually take the pickups out and put my own, you know, it's my signature pickups. So I usually put it in the guitars. Then, of course, we end the night with my double guitar. And the double, I use it live, but, you know, it's my invention. And, you know, I have millions and millions and millions, millions of views on YouTube. In fact, you know, it just doesn't end. We average like 5,000 or 6,000 views,
mm-hmm.
just on one of my videos. And I have big numbers on YouTube, and I'm really grateful to the people that watch me. And, you know, my fans understand. They understand why I did it, because it's only live. For the people that don't understand it, and I have a degree in music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an expert in music. I'm not an expert in anything else. But if you ask me what color pointillism is, what stretto is and counterpoint, and about Czerny and Schoenberg, I can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I do know, that throughout music history, everybody from Paganini and Mozart had a presence. Look at Beethoven. When he walked on stage, he had charisma.
Mm-hmm.
Charisma is something that, it could be somebody dancing, it could be just somebody standing there like Andrea Bocelli. But with my double guitar, I looked at really successful artists, Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Page, Did he really need that violin bow? Did Page really need to go, neat, 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 neat? No. I mean, yeah, it was on the very early Zeppelin albums, but I didn't hear any hit song that goes, neat, 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 because look at the bridge of a guitar. It's virtually flat. How are you going to use a bow and get the D string? Come on, just the D, just the D. You can't do it. And so why? So see the question. So when, and like I said, 99% of the people say, yeah, the double's cool. This is for the 1%. When you ask, why do I do the double guitar? I will respond with a question. Why did Jimmy Page use a bow? Mm-hmm. Why did Jimi Hendrix smash guitars? Why did Ritchie Blackmore feel compelled to flip his guitar around his shoulder? Then Yngwie. Why does Steve Vai have the fan blowing his hair in the wind? Why? Pourquoi in French? It's the show, dude. There's so many successful artists from Paganini and Mozart. They wrote great music. Mm-hmm. But if you want to just hear the record, play the record and shut your eyes. People go to a concert, they want to be entertained. And with my double, I was actually able to do something new. In fact, and then I invented the over-under technique. And I've had people like Herman Lee tell me that he studied my videos. He goes, he actually said a really cool thing. He said he's made a career out of doing all my stuff. And I was kind of flattered. And then I was like, really? You know? But I love him. I mean, I really do. Like, I have that couple Dragon Force albums, and I think he's really a great player. But I enjoy playing the guitar, but live, I have to have fun. And so the double for me is fun.
Yeah.
And in the studio, do I use the double? No, I can always overdub a part. But I just tell people, it is 15 pounds. So put a bowling ball around your neck. Okay, so wear it and then not feel like Quasimodo after the show or have to go to a chiropractor or have back surgery. I've never been hurt. Then balance it. Then come up with ways to play it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's easy when you're watching it on your computer screen or on your, you know, mobile phone, but to actually do it. So I wanted to be different, and it's been my calling card. I mean, it's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I've had Jack Black and Tenacious D use a version of my double and give me credit in the Pick of Destiny. I've had the video game Brutal Legends use one of the songs that I wrote with Jim from Nitro, and they did a six-neck guitar that was based off my quad. And that's what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame saw. They said, you know, this guy's came up with something really wild, but not only is it really wild, major companies and artists are doing it. Steve Vai did a version of my double and gave me credit, the heart guitar. So that's what happened. So that's what I tell, you know, say to young musicians out there and people, what do you need to do? Go on YouTube. If nobody watches your video, that's kind of a sign you better up your game. But if they start watching it, even because 100% of the time you're going to get people who love you, but you're going to get someone. God could make a YouTube video. Somebody's going to go, I don't know, man. I think it sucks. It sucks. There's no feeling. You know, too much talking. You know what I mean? Too many syllables. You know, some internet pundit is going to say something negative. But no, when that happens, you're onto something. Mm-hmm. Because when people talk, that's it. The double guitar gets talk. Right. My quad guitar, 20 years later, people are still talking about it. So we end the show with the double. Then on the encore, I use one of the guitars, whichever one I feel like playing. But that's the show. And so the timeline of my tribute to rock guitar, it's called Hands Without Shadows, a tribute to rock guitar. Starts with Clapton, then it goes to Hendrix, then it goes to Zeppelin, then Van Halen, then I do Randy Rhoads, and I love Randy Rhoads. And I do a tribute to Randy Rhoads that I play his music. I use the melodic, how can I say, the points of his melodies. Like, in other words, it's called a melodic contour. Mm-hmm. We're like, dun, 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 dun. Like Christina Aguilera might be going, you know what I mean? But it's still Beethoven's Fifth, okay,
right,
with all the melismatic passages that she wants to add. So what I do is I take the melodic contour, and then I play it my own way. Instead of doing tapping arpeggios, you know, the basic tapping, not that Randy did basic, but, you know, in nowadays tapping, it's a very simple procedure.
Yeah.
And I used arpeggios. Mm-hmm. And so I did sweep arpeggios. To the average person, it sounds probably identical. To people that know guitar, I added about 50,000 extra notes, but it still sounds the same.
All right.
So that's really it.
So you've given us kind of the scoop on your guitars.
Yeah.
Now, you have a few effects on your pedal board. You don't have a large pedal board. Tell us about what you have there and then what kind of amps you're running to on the show.
Yeah, I use Marshalls and I use Dime Heads. And I don't have my quad guitar for this show. Yeah. We use the quad when it's a long, like if we were at a venue for, like a casino in Vegas, that's when I use the quad, when we were there for an extended amount of time. My main Marshall has special tubes. I do that for all my amplifiers. You can really... An amp is you know, a great amp is becomes only as good as the tubes. I mean, I can literally replace tubes. It's a dramatic difference. Mm-hmm. And so I never use stock tubes. Mm-hmm. And so I can't even read the Russian writing on these tubes. But anyway, I know where to get them, and I get the same ones mm-hmm. all the time. So anyway, one of my heads has that. The second Marshall head it's a different version. It's a little brighter mm-hmm. sound. My main head is really warm. The secondary head is a little brighter. Mm-hmm. And I like a tiny bit of difference for my double guitar. I also use Dime Heads. I don't use them all the time, mm-hmm. but they're solid state. They sound really great. I have them on too in case something happens. So, you know, they're my backups here. My Marshall cabs, I use... On these particular ones, I had the speakers changed, so I have greenbacks in those, mm-hmm. and they sound really great.
And for your Marshalls, do you only run two together for your double guitar, or do you run them in stereo?
They're actually two. No, they're two mono setups.
Okay.
One amp for one guitar. And I actually have a very simple configuration. And this is something, you know, I have thousands and thousands of videos on YouTube. And you know what nobody ever tells me? I can have a Dean guitar. I can plug into virtually any amplifier with hardly any pedals at all. I use one overdrive, mm-hmm. a tiny bit of delay, and I always get a thick sound. Mm-hmm. You know, and it takes me 10 seconds. I don't know if you saw me there. When I was checking out my amp, I plugged it in, I went, and then all I had to do with the double guitar is adjust the treble and the presence because it wasn't quite matching mm-hmm. the two. But I can look at an amp and I play through so many different kinds. I can literally look at it. I'll set a basic tone.
And what's your settings for the basic tone? Is there?
See, I'm the exact opposite. I'm not a believer in following the latest trend. In the 90s, everybody did scooped mids mm-hmm. like Dime. I've never liked that. Mm-hmm. It's not me. It's so far from me. I've always had the sad face EQ. I use virtually no bass for lead. Mm-hmm. I roll the treble off dramatically, and I turn the mid-range all the way up. Now, some amps can't handle that kind of mid-range, like a Boogie dual rectifier. It's very hard for me to get my tone because they just don't have that kind of mid presence. That's why they made other Boogies, mm-hmm. you know, the ones John Petrucci uses, for example. But those Boogies I use for rhythms mm-hmm. because they lack the mid-range presence that my lead guitar tone has. But it's very simple setup for me. I have a lot of pedals at my house. I have a vintage Digitech Whammy, the very first one's a prototype that's mm-hmm. got an optical sensor. It is so smooth. It's way better than the stock ones that you can buy. I have all sorts of like vintage pedals from the 60s, the Fender Fuzz Wah and Fuzz Basses. But live, I basically use a Morley Wah. I love the Mavericks. Mm-hmm. I use a TS9. That's it. Mm-hmm. And then through the effects loop, I use a delay. It can really, any really good delay, as long as it's digital and as long as it feels like it has a spatial effect.
And do you need tap? I know the ones you use inside have tap tempo. Is that something?
Yeah, you know what I do? I don't even use a tap. I put it, my delay setting is around 320 to 340 milliseconds. Mm-hmm. I like tap, but I do it a little different way. I play a triple. I go, delete. And when I go delete, it's actually probably 2/16ths and an eighth note. Mm-hmm. And so I go delete, and it has to go delete, delete. So when I get it to go delete, delete, it's around 320. Mm-hmm. And I just do it by ear. You know, it's a feel for me. But I found, and I use signature Dunlap Jazz 3 picks. In fact, mm-hmm. Joe Bonamassa and I met him for the first time, and he was very cool. We hit off really good. We were comparing our Dunlap Jazz 3s because mm-hmm. he's got his gold ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I have my blue ones. So, the rig is, and then what I do is I have the Morley Maverick, then I have the TS9, then I use a wireless unit. I really love the Line 6 wireless. In my humble opinion, they're the best guitar wirelesses I've ever heard. I don't endorse the company. I don't endorse a lot of companies. I like what I like, mm-hmm. but I don't like to have 50 million. You don't see Eddie Van Halen with a list of 50 things. I'm trying to emulate him in any way, but I only have a few key companies, and I would rather buy something than try to get it for free just to put my name on it. But it's really simple. Overdrive, wah, and wireless. And then and that goes through the front end, the effects loop, one delay. Yeah, and now could I get more nuance and like turn the delay off for rhythms? The delay is barely audible. Mm-hmm. It really, I keep it so far in the background, it adds space, it adds warmth, mm-hmm. but it really doesn't clutter the tone. And 320 to 340 milliseconds is so far, it's far enough away. It's not like a like rockabilly, like, you know, that yeah. really short slap. It's not like that. Mm-hmm. So really that's my rig. And then I have great Dean guitars. I use stock models. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I respect Joe Bonamassa again when he brings out his 59 Les Pauls. I mean, I've got 120 guitars in my collection now. I don't think I would do that. You know, but that's not, but he was right, because who's going to steal the guitar? It's like the Mona Lisa. Where are you going to go with it? You know, you're going to have to hide it under your couch. You know, no, you can't show it to anybody or, you know. So, but I really like to practice what I preach. I use stock guitars, even with when I change the pickups, those mm-hmm. are pickups that someone could buy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, where can people go online to find out more about where you're going to be playing and more about your Hands Without Shadows show?
Yeah, it's angelo.com. Excellent. That's my website, and I'm on Facebook, of course.
Excellent. Well, Michael, thank you so much. Have a good show tonight.
Jason, thank you. Thank you. This Premier Guitar Rock.
This is Jason with PremierGuitar.com.